All right. The question the teacher, I'm sorry, the expert in the law asked Jesus, whom he addressed as teacher, is, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Jesus responded by asking him how he read what was written in the law. And the expert in the law responded by saying he had to love the Lord your God with all your heart and soul and strength and mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. Then my question at the very end was, did Jesus agree with him? Did Jesus agree that he had to love the Lord his God and love his neighbor as himself in order to inherit eternal life? We're still in Luke chapter 10. Let's look at verse 28 to read what Jesus said in response to the statement given by the expert in the law. You have answered correctly. Jesus replied, do this and you will live. Now, please notice, when Jesus said, you will live, we got to stay with him now. You will live. He was not talking about this man's physical life, because the man was already physically alive. That's why he was able to go to Jesus. He was able to talk with Jesus because physically he was already alive. Remember, the man's question was, what must I do to inherit eternal life? And when we have eternal life, we live eternally. And in this context, is talking about living in a state of well-being eternally. Everyone is going to live eternally, but not everyone is going to live in a state of well-being eternally. He wanted to know, how do I live in a state of well-being eternally? What must I do to inherit eternal life? Jesus put the question back to him. He was the expert in the law, right? So you tell me, what does your law say? How do you read it? I must love the Lord my God, and I must love, in fact, love the Lord my God with all my heart, all my soul, all my strength, all my mind. He's literally saying, I must love the Lord my God with all that I am. With all that I am. Not submitting 20% of my mind. With all that I am, I must love the Lord my God. I must love the Lord my God with all that I am, and I must love my neighbor as I love myself. And Jesus said, you have answered correctly. Jesus did not say, oh, well, you're close, but all you really have to do in order to inherit eternal life is love God, love the Lord your God with all that you are. Now, you do need to love your neighbor as yourself, but you don't need to love your neighbor as yourself as part of the requirement of inheriting eternal life. To inherit eternal life, all you have to do is love the Lord your God with all that you are, and you're in. That's it. You've met the requirement. That is not what Jesus said. Jesus asked him how he read the law. He said, I must love the Lord my God with all I am, and I must love my neighbor as myself. And Jesus said, you have answered correctly. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm drilling this because I want to ask you, has it ever dawned on you that part of the requirement, not an option, part of the requirement for inheriting eternal life is to love your neighbor the same way you love yourself? Conjunction. The conjunction and is there. We've got to do both. We have to love the Lord our God with all we are, and we have to love our neighbor as we love ourselves in order to inherit eternal life. And Jesus said, do this. Love the Lord your God with all you are, and love your neighbor as yourself, and you will live. And notice this. The man said, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all you are, and love your neighbor as yourself. Jesus said, do this. He did not say do these. He treated loving God and loving neighbor as one act, and used the word this, the singular word this, instead of the plural these. He treated them as one act. Because remember, the question was asked through the Apostle John in his epistle. Well, in the King James Version, it was a question asked. In other translations, a statement was given. The question in the King James Version asked was, how can you love God whom you have not seen when you don't love your brother whom you do see? And other translations just make it a statement of fact. You cannot love your father whom you have not seen, God whom you have not seen, if you don't love your brother whom you do see. Jesus has said that love fulfills all the law and the commandment. And he didn't make a distinction. He didn't say love for God fulfills all the law and the prophets. He didn't say love for your neighbor fulfills all the law and the prophets. When you think about what he said needed to be done when he made that statement that love fulfills all the law and the prophets, some of the laws given had to do with relationship with God. Some of the laws given had to do with relationship with fellow man. It all had to do with love. And so he often treats love as just one single act, even when the love is being directed towards God and mankind. We must love God, and we must love our neighbor as ourselves in order to inherit eternal life. I'm curious, how many of you really enjoy slandering other people, including fellow worshipers? How many of you enjoy lying on other people, especially fellow worshippers? How many of you get a sense of fulfillment out of sowing discord, trying to turn one person against another, these people against those people? Is that how you love yourself? Really? You love yourself in such a way that you want other people to slander you and to lie on you and to turn other people against you? That's the way you love yourself?